Hello and welcome to Shield Up, your pay-per-view exclusive podcast from RKD and your first on-location podcast.
Isn't that amazing?
It is hot.
It's too hot. This is stupidly hot.
We're not used to this. We're not used to this at all.
We're just going past Hogwarts. We're not going to show you that.
Problematic area of the park.
We've told you too much about that. Let's go to the main attraction.
I wish I could have seen this as a kid who was obsessed with Jurassic Park, because I feel like it's so much like my dreams. It's scary. So we're going to bring you a very special Jurassic Park episode of Shield Up, starting with walking through the Jurassic Park gates.
I don't know why I'm turning around. It's a 360 camera.
Yeah. What are they going there? King Kong?
Huh? That is actually on the other side.
Oh, yeah, it is actually on the other side. Yeah, it's a bit annoying, that is.
So we've got a very themed beer, which is a Coors Light.
Coors Light, yeah. We're going to take you on a tour of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, we're going to have a look at some of the rides. Well, we're not going to go on them. We're going to go on them later. We'll look at some of the food and the drinks.
They were very specific about us not being able to film on the rides. Ham and popcorn.
Is it really?
No.
That's the thing with some of this theming. Some of it is really on point.
Yeah.
And some of it is just ham and popcorn.
Mm.
Ham and egg and chips.
I'd buy that, to be fair.
What is actually there?
It is one of those things where I love this area so much. But also, it's quite old now. And you're always I love it. I'm like, basically what I want them to do is completely redo it. Like Hogwarts, but for Jurassic Park.
Well, I came when this park first opened.
Right.
Back in, what would that have been? When I was 1999 or something.
Yeah.
And it was all Jurassic Park. And now they've kind of semi reskinned as Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Which one's that? That's the one from 3, isn't it?
Is it
the Spinosaurus?
I think so. Or Allosaurus? No, Allosaurus
is
different.
The ridge on his back.
Mm.
Yeah, so we've got actually coming up location information.
The Dino Store.
Do you remember the first time you saw Jurassic Park?
I do. It was at a...
Imagine you just went, never seen it.
Never seen it.
It's on Sky, apparently.
Not for me.
What?
It was at a cinema that no longer exists in Rubina, Cardiff, which was the cinema that we always went to when it was big films to have a look at.
Was it the best cinema in your area?
It was definitely one of the best, but it doesn't exist anymore, and it was a beautiful old one. Where should we go first?
Should we go all the way down here and then...
Yeah. So, there we go, we're walking past the Jurassic Park Animal Control Training Zone.
There's some lemurs there.
So this is a DNA sequencing game. Hammond's Hot Shots, which is a basketball game. Themed after John Hammond.
Is John Hammond, I think I know my Jurassic Park lore quite well, but is he big into NBA?
He was massive into NBA.
He's the one that first made them all tall.
Yeah.
He spliced them.
He supported the Toronto Raptors, I believe. but yeah, I do like what they've done. So bits of it look like the real Jurassic Park films and Jurassic World films, and then other bits then they've just taken good liberties with.
Well, the thing is, this should be easy, right? Because Jurassic Park, Jurassic World is an actual theme park.
Exactly,
So you haven't got as much to do into make it a theme park as some other properties.
It's very true.
So we're coming up to Pizza Predatoria.
Pizza Predatoria, yeah.
And there's something interesting here, isn't it? Because it's the 30th anniversary of Jurassic Park this year. Can you get a special cup?
You can, yeah. So shall we go have a look?
It's on one of these screens, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So it was on one of these earlier.
So let's go for the menu for people just listening. You've got grilled chicken Caesar. It's actually not very themed, is it?
No, the food isn't.
And meat lovers. Meat lovers is semi-themed.
Yeah. But they do have here the 30th anniversary cup.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's very original.
That's
red, orange, yellow, kind of theming, isn't it?
Yeah, so that is amazing. There is not saying that we only buy alcoholic drinks, but there is a souvenir Pilsner kiosk further down. Because this cup here, I believe you can get from, or similar to over here.
Should we go and see if we can find it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just at the back of the visitor center where we're going to finish on. and there's just lots of little kiosks and stalls.
Personalized leather, free engraving.
For people just listening, saying personalized leather is, it's like little bracelets you would get like on holiday in Mallorca,
but you just get your name on them. They don't. There's no bolt.
Oh, that's good. Little raptor rubber ducky.
Rubber duck, which I think is a big thing.
I actually quite like that. That's a souvenir cup as well.
Souvenir cup. I've got, this is like a souvenir thing you can put your beer in. Keep it cool.
Oh, these are quite cool. These are like Muldoon hats.
Yeah. One of the things that I just love about this place is all the people who work here always feel like they're so happy to be here.
Yeah, except the guy you asked about where the gates were.
Except the guy I asked where the gates were. And he was like, that's another park, bro.
That's Jurassic Park.
It's like, no, it's here, man.
What he said, he's the one in Hollywood.
Yeah. So behind us, we're walking like behind what is the Velocicoaster as well, which is like one of the best roller coasters I think I've been on.
The first time I saw Jurassic Park was on the island Jersey.
Yeah, I remember you telling me this before.
Another island-based experience.
Yeah. Oh, look, so there's a guy over here who I think he's trying to trap dinosaurs.
All right.
Tell them there's free food in there. Okay, I really need like an infant though. Yeah.
No, she's this guy's amazing. What, like a, what a strange thing. Like,
I wonder how much something like that comes across on the audio. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, I just said like there's a guy. Oh, yeah, basically he's holding an Acme dino trap. He's in full like Jurassic World costume. And waiting for a dinosaur to come, and then he's gonna pull it, and then like it's like an old style trap. Like, why were you on Jersey for Jurassic Park? Not specifically for it.
We were invited to an island, and we were looking at some genetically modified bovine. Just like cheap holiday.
Yeah.
Actually, it's one of my favorite ever holidays we did as a kid.
Yeah.
Jersey's lovely. First time I ever ate white bait.
I knew a guy once who, when I was at university, was like, he got really big into hitchhiking. And like our last like 2 years of uni. And he literally was, when we finished uni, I was doing a master's, loads of my friends were going on to do teacher's training, and he was like, I'm gonna see how far I can hitchhike to. He hitchhiked to Jersey.
And for people who maybe live in different countries, Jersey is actually an island. So he hitchhiked a boat.
Yeah, well, I guess like he must have like blagged his way somehow onto a boat, or someone took him to Jersey.
That's amazing. Yeah. Have you ever hitchhiked?
No, I've never hitchhiked, no.
Did you get any food while we're walking around here?
What's this? Is it not from here, definitely.
This is a little shop called Natural Selections. This is little like pasties and stuff. Got beef empanada.
Papa.
I don't know what Papa Rilena is.
Yeah, see, I want something more themed. Like, I guess, like, legally, they're not allowed to say raptor burger.
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Would you eat dinosaur?
Yeah, 100%.
Would you?
100%.
It's, like, the most endangered species.
Yeah. The thing that I really like about a lot of this old stuff is a lot of it still feels like Jurassic Park, not Jurassic World. But it's then just really strange. There's, like, we're just walking past a place called Jurassic Outfitters, which is, like, one of the main shops. And all the stuff says, like, a lot of it says Jurassic World on it.
They put a lot of Jurassic Park 30th anniversary signage up.
Hmm.
But I wonder if for the rest of the time that is just Jurassic World.
Yeah.
When was the last time you watched Jurassic Park?
Well, I've been saving it. Because we're going to go watch it at the Royal Albert Hall.
Live auction.
Yeah, with a live auction. So I've not watched it for ages. Because I want to save it for that.
I went to see Oppenheimer the other day, and I didn't know this was even a thing.
Mm.
I don't know how this works with old films, whether they've gone back and taken a high-res imprint, but they're showing it at IMAX.
Right, okay.
So I don't know if they've made a 70mm print to show in IMAX or not. But yeah, we can go see it on IMAX as well.
Yeah, I think it's like out the weekend that we're recording this, I think. I think it's like a big thing. So I think this is like basically like the log flume.
Yeah, we're coming up to the original Jurassic Park ride.
Yeah. And that's people coming down on it, yeah. That was like, when we put out the call for like questions from Shield Uppers, which is what you're unofficially known as in the office, is people were like, lots of people really don't like, are saying like, oh, the trilogy, the Jurassic World trilogy was a bust. Like, it was terrible, and...
Yeah, but the original trilogy ain't all that.
There's, yeah, exactly, like, yeah.
It's not a trilogy.
No, yeah.
It's an outstanding masterpiece of a film.
Yeah.
That they've always struggled to make sequels for.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah. Like, well, that's the thing, like, one of the questions that we got sent a lot was, you know, out of all of them, what's your favourite sequel?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, like, lots of people wrote in with that. I think mine, 100%, it's just Lost World. Because I think that's one of the last times you get Jeff Goldblum acting as a character and not acting as a memeified version of Jeff Goldblum.
That's a good question. Do you think, like, Dr. Ian Malcolm was almost him transitioning into that?
Yeah.
Because he's getting so close to, like... Because there are obviously Goldblum ticks in that.
Yeah.
But he is still very much a character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, after that, is it all downhill?
That's the thing. I feel like... even in Dominion... I don't remember lots of Dominion. I just remember just being baffled the entire time. Okay, this is... Just a cut across. This is bone-chilling beverages. So this is where you can get a souvenir Pilsner cup.
Should we get one?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Hi, are you okay?
Hi.
What's the souvenir Pilsner?
Yes. This is the souvenir Pilsner.
Oh, wow. Is it not one with Jurassic Park on it?
No.
Oh.
I wish. I would have one.
That's
quite sad.
You've broken
his heart. Yeah.
It is quite
sad. Well, can we just get two Isla Nublar IPAs, please? No, just those, please, yeah.
And it's him taking that one?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I do know him, yeah.
There's one beer per person, man.
Yeah.
I can't even let you half hold two.
Just take two pies in.
That's sad that there's no cup for it. It's just
Thank
a...
you. I know.
Thank you. You're like, I don't care. How about that?
I know I care. At least I'm pretending. That'll be 25.56.
Is that because you saw how sad I was and you were like, I'll pretend that I'm upset as this guy?
Yes.
Because he's obviously, this is obviously hurt his heart quite a lot.
It's hot, and that's what the tears are going to look like.
Yeah. You're like,
Scott, pretend they're tears.
My tears might look like sweat.
Thank you very much. Oh my god.
Oh, cheers, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is the tangiest beer I've had in a very long while. Not in a bad way. It tastes like oranges.
So this is... Ooh!
It's not bad. It's super... It's like grapefruity.
Ooh!
What is that?
Ooh, this is the Isla Nublar IPA.
I like it.
Brewed especially for the parks.
On site B?
You can only buy her in the parks.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I was going to say a pit stop because I've just got it dripping down my hand. I tell you what, that guy couldn't give less of a fuck. Couldn't give less of a fuck about the souvenir cup.
He was like, oh, this obviously means a lot to you, but I don't care.
I think, you know, it's not an easy job dealing with, like, the general public.
No. Does he not know that I'm addressing
I think also, dealing with the general public in a theme park must be additionally hard.
Well, that's the thing, I always feel like, about walking around the theme park is like, it's quite stressed, isn't it?
Yeah. Gal, I don't want to, like, freak you out. Do you think the foam is on the wheel looks a bit like a dinosaur? Oh, it's gone now.
It's gone now.
When I originally said that, it looked just like a dinosaur.
Do you know what? This is... Like, there's no way when I was a kid... we could have afforded coming here. Like, it wouldn't have been... Yeah, like remotely on the cards. Like, that's a little... There's just no possible way. So, like, it's quite So I was obviously obsessed with Jurassic Park as a kid, and you said a really nice thing as we were coming over. It's like, imagine telling your child self.
Telling little Daniel you do this regularly when you're older?
As a job.
Unbelievable.
We're at work today. Yeah. We're very lucky. Thank you. To the fools. Well done. But yeah, so that was, the thing is, I think Lost World for me is the best one because I think it's full of good stuff. Doesn't quite go as all out as I want on having the T-Rex. All the trailers, I remember seeing the trailers when I was a kid. All the trailers.
Would you prefer if the San Diego bit was longer? Like more, or the film?
Yeah. Not the film, but I think there's a way of doing it like half and half. Like, I think the thing the Fallen Kingdom does well is you were off that island in like an hour, and then you got an hour for everything else. Whereas the San Diego bit is really quite short.
It's almost like an epilogue, isn't it?
But the mad thing is though, like, I don't know when the last time you watched number 3, but I watched it quite recently.
But that's the one I think people kind of, like, the alternative choice is like, actually 3 is really good.
3, do you know what? There's lots better stuff in 3, but you can tell by looking at something, something was going on there, man. Like, production-wise or something, that film ends.
Is that how you put your tinfoil hat on it?
Yeah.
Make you
work. Bro, something was going on. Like, it ends, like, on a click of the fingers. Like, they go out onto the end of the thing.
What's that? Look,
that clicking is them trying to find...
Something's loose.
Yeah, something's loose. Compies. Do you know what? It's quite interesting. So we've got like these people just walking around trying to like capture obviously dinosaurs don't exist. That is literally in the first film what Hammond is talking about with his flea circus.
Yeah, yeah.
Like making people believe that these things are there when they're not.
All about the showmanship, Gavin.
He is, yeah. Yeah.
Both these things can exist.
Oh.
I'm going to ask you a challenging question now. You said that Lost World is your favourite Jurassic Park sequel.
Yeah.
Is Lost World Spielberg's worst film?
No. Schindler's List.
You seen that?
It not a single dinosaur in it.
And also, by the way, he just made Jurassic Park. What did he take from Schindler's List into Lost World? Nothing.
Because I
imagine if you shot it black and white.
Raptor. That's the thing. Like I don't like assuming things about why people do things or anything like that. But I do think there was a thing that happened with Joe Johnson where I think Spielberg told Joe Johnson that he could do.
Good size on that fossil.
Sorry.
Do you actually genetically modify?
Yeah. There was a thing. He told Joe Johnson he could do Lost World, and then Spielberg was like, "Nah, I wonder." So then he was like, "But I'll make another one. Don't worry." So they were already deciding they were going to do a 3, just because he told Joe Johnson that he was allowed to do a Jurassic Park sequel.
Joe Johnson, really, how much of that, guy, isn't he? It was like, "I can do that guy."
Yeah,
like that guy's not available. Safe pair of hands.
Yeah,
kind of do that thing for you.
Yeah, like Spielberg is going to be down a lot of the days, but. It will be a lot of Joe Johnson stuff going on. Yeah, I don't know, man. But yeah, like, I think number 2 is still... But then, like, I do genuinely think there's something good in all of them.
Yeah.
I just think some of them are obviously better than others. But I think Jurassic Park 2...
Nothing in the new trilogy getting there close? Because you're a big fan of Fallen Kingdom, right?
I was a big fan of Fallen Kingdom.
We talked about that a bit recently, anyway.
Yeah.
So we're just going through a little section where there's kind of like fairground attractions.
Yeah.
Are you good at any of these? I'm terrible.
No,
at shows.
Absolutely not.
Are they actually rigged? Are they actually not rigged?
So I
are they like they're just weighted against you? Right? Oh, don't ask. I'll get
no, I'm not going to ask.
What's
the best
prize? We're just going to go through some of the prizes down here. It's a fucking koala bear.
Okay, I can't do that.
Why is that? Like,
I don't know if I can do basketball. What's this one? Dino Dash.
I think that's shooting with like a light gun. Yeah. I'm terrible with stuff like this.
I'll try a basketball. I could try a basketball, I think.
Oh, that is like a little mini gun. That's almost a bit Lost Worldy when they like tool up with Pete Postlethwaite.
Pete Postlethwaite is in a Jurassic Park film. That's the thing, man. This is the burger dish.
Are these burgers thing? No, they're not. This burger is called grilled chicken burger or bacon cheeseburger.
Asado burger. So. I think the themed food bit is down by here.
Should we go around and go as far as the visitor center?
Yes, let's do that. Yeah.
I haven't watched Lost World or Jurassic Park 3 in years and years.
I watched three quite recently when I was hungover, and like there's some really good bits in it. It's also a really good idea, and it's a really good way of getting Grant back to the island. Is really cool as well. Like,
oh, they're not kidnapping.
Yeah, so basically Tia Leone and William H. Macy's son is lost on the island because they went like to look at the island and lost him by accident. They left him.
Oh, they're like mad richos.
Yeah, they're mad richos. And someone says like, oh well, Alan Grant has been to that island and he's dealt with the island. He's dealt with the dinosaurs. You need to get this guy. So they basically kidnap him. They basically say that they want him to like, they're gonna fly around really low, and they basically want him to Alan Grant.
And they
just land, and he goes absolutely apeshit. Yeah.
But the thing is, why does he take it? Because he needs the money for a dick.
I think basically they've offered to pay for a lot of his research and things like that. So, which is fair enough. But I think like that's what all the, you know, the both those two films, sadly, I'm sure it's a money thing, or I have no idea, but. Well, the thing about the first one is you've got this amazing cast, and then they're never in a film again until Dominion.
What was interesting, and I wouldn't appreciate this at the time when I was seven.
Yeah.
Sam Neill wasn't a star, was he?
No.
Like, not at all.
Yeah.
Like, nobody was. This is also wild for me. Look back at.
Got him cheap for Jurassic Park, man.
Ellie Sattler, she was 25,
wasn't
she?
That's unbelievable, that is, yeah.
I only just thought about this when you were just talking there, and you were talking about Alan Grant being the hero of that film.
Yeah.
There is like some kind. Right. There's a little ad hoc theory I've come up with.
I love it.
A comparison. See what you think about this. Can we unpack this?
Yeah.
Is there some kind of like overlap as heroes between Alan Grant and Indiana Jones? Like academic reluctant heroes?
Also, yeah, I guess like.
Or am I just thinking hats?
If it was somebody else doing Alan Grant, it wasn't Spielberg doing it, you'd probably be furious, but he's just gone, oh, it's mine anyway, so.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I think there's a similarity, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Make more professors heroes. We're just walking around to the visitor center.
Yeah.
And this is where you get on the brand new roller coaster, which is terribly scary.
We've been on it twice ago.
I think this, or the Jurassic Park roller coaster we went on in Japan.
Well,
the two most intense ones I've ever been on. I think the one in Japan is maybe more intense because you're like suspended.
So that was another question that somebody asked actually, was like, what's your favourite part of any Jurassic Park part of Universal?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It is a really good question, because as much as I love Velocicoaster, and I do think it's an incredible roller coaster, who I think is better than our one at Universal Studios in Japan, where you are basically flying.
When you're flying, so the one in Japan, imagine you're like suspended in almost like the Superman position.
Yeah.
But imagine when you're doing that and you're going upside down, but backwards, and you can't even see where you're going. So the Velocicoaster is amazing because it's like a traditional roller coaster. It goes upside down loads, but there's no like shoulder harness.
Yeah.
Which makes it particularly terrifying because when you go upside down, you feel like you're coming out of your seat.
Yeah.
And I think that's an intentional, like, oh, this seems naughty.
Well, didn't we look it up and it was like, you are out, you are weightless for 12 seconds?
Yeah. Well, but I think that one in Japan, I can't remember what it's called, it's like a pterodactyl. Mm. It's like a pterodactyl thing, like, because it's like you're flying. I think that's, because I don't really
get Pteranodon or something like that.
I don't get super scared on rides. But like, I actually found that quite terrifying.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like not knowing where I was going.
In the UK, the closest thing I think we've got to it is Air. Like Air Alton Towers does that, where you basically like sit down and then you go, and then you're facing the ground and it just fucking hoons you around.
It's definitely like people who like know more about theme parks than us, there's definitely a term for that.
Yeah. Mad bastard shit.
It's a mad bastard roller coaster. This is cool. Imagine like when you were a kid, saying like you'd be outside the Jurassic Park visitor center.
It's a bit more of
this. Where we're standing here, we can actually see like the peak of it, which makes it really recognisable. Should we go in?
Yes.
Oh, actually, can you win with a beer?
Great question. Let's go in until they say no.
And that's what you can do when you've been invited to test out Jurassic Park. I reckon they'll let us in because I feel like they're just chilling Jurassic Park, aren't they? Well, that's what they evolved into. That's like our beauty shot at the end. So there's little sparrows running around. That's what they became.
Oh, one of the things that I do love.
And they've got anniversary t-shirt.
Yeah, look.
They did this opposite, and she's definitely so out of the beer.
Yeah, she has. Yeah. It's fine. We're in with the beer. This is the new thing. So it has like lots of, like, tourist stuff, like posters that are like "Welcome to Jurassic Park" and like got stuff about like the research and things like that.
So for little like podcast audio listeners,
yeah,
we're in the visitor center.
Fuck it out.
And the central atrium. We're at the end of Jurassic Park. The raptors chase the kids down the suspended skeletons. And in this world, it's a merch shop.
Oh, that's great. So it's a t-shirt.
The guy's very fond of this t-shirt he's just found.
Welcome to Jurassic Park, Alan Nubler, Grand Open. I'm going to get that.
Yeah, so we're coming back on the weekend.
Yeah. That's wicked.
Oh, it's nice and cool in here, isn't it?
There's some good bits in here.
Yeah, wow. So we've been in here before. There's like these weird little bits where this is meant to be like the research center where if Jurassic Park was a real theme park, this is where you learn about the science.
Yeah.
So this is where you probably watch the Mr. DNA film.
Yeah.
They have this like little... They have a... It's quite loud,
isn't it? Yeah.
They have like an actual live performer who's like pretending to be a Jurassic Park scientist telling you how they splice the genome.
I know, like one of my like fondest memories last year was we'd just done the Jurassic Park water ride, and we came out of it, and the guy was like, "Oh, did you have a like that?" He was like, the guy looking after us on Universal, lovely man, was like, "Oh, did you like that?" And I was like, yeah, it's great, man. Like, but like, is it true that you guys are like close to actually cloning dinosaurs? And
you did say
it's going to be real soon, yeah. So like, we'll actually have dinosaurs moving around and stuff. And because the guy just met me and he's obviously like looking after me and we're press and you have to like be super nice to press, he was like, I can check it if you want. And I was like, I'm joking, man.
It's supposed to be bad when you do that kind of joke. You're like,
it's like, I don't think dinosaurs can be real.
That's actually the beauty of Jurassic Park. Because Michael Crichton was a scientist, he was a doctor.
Yeah.
He knew enough to make it sound really credible.
Yeah.
And I think even like recently when we were at IGN, scientists did have to come out and go, we actually don't think this is possible. Because the concept is sound.
Well, that was another...
The concept is, like, incredibly sound.
But that was another question that we got at least two or three times, I think, which was, I know you talk about the films loads. Yeah, look at these ducks.
Right, we're looking at, right, this is the best merch that we have to describe for people just listening. This is a row of rubber duckies that you would put in the bath, and some of them are themed after characters in Jurassic Park. And we're looking at one right now that is Dennis Nedry duck. You've got to get that.
But do you know what? The coolest thing about it is, look at all the glasses. They're all steamed up, like the movie.
Oh,
that they've actually steamed all the glasses up.
That is such a good...
That's quite clever.
Who's
isn't
the other
it?
One? Yeah. Is that Tim? Oh no, it's just a...
Is it Ellie?
That's Ellie. Oh, there's actually not that many characters.
No.
The Dennis Nedry one is absolutely brilliant. They're more
like
on the other side.
Steamed up glasses.
That's a really good little detail. That.
Yeah. So that was another question that we got from from people as well. It was like, you guys talk about the films though, but have you ever read the books? I bought both books. There's only two, isn't there? It's just Jurassic Park and Lost World.
Yeah.
So I bought both, but I've never read them.
I thought you read the original when you were in Greece.
I read about 200 pages of it. But it's like one of those things where that type of book I'm not massively into, which is just like constant things happening.
It's a potboiler, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it is... Crichton... I actually maybe don't know enough about this, so can you get psychotic? In my head, he kind of occupies the space of, like, I think there is more to Crichton than this, but he's kind of like, in his day, he was the ultimate airport novel.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
oh,
the guy
yeah.
you'd buy before going on holiday.
Yeah.
It's like what my dad used to do with that. He would get a Crichton, and he would get a Stephen King.
Yeah.
And that's his holiday award.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a wild career Michael Crichton had.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being, like, a fully trained doctor, writing Westworld, writing The Sphere, Congo, Jurassic Park, and, like, and then also, later on in life, just making an ER.
Yeah.
For a laugh. Do you know he was, like, incredibly tall?
Really?
Like, I think he's, like, 6'7".
That was another question that we
got. You're like, he writes novels like a smaller man.
That was another question that we got loads. Was, like, if, I think we have talked about it a bit, either on podcasts or just in the pub, or just in the office, but being like, what do you do now? Like,
or dress apart?
Yeah, like, nice. What do you do?
I just don't think you can do more with it. It feels, but that, obviously that won't be the case, because it's such a valuable property.
Yeah, it just makes shit loads of money.
You have to. I would like to think, give the films a break for a bit, and like, explore, like, a video game.
Yeah.
Do a version of a video game that is like, they've never really had a great, I mean, we did a whole series of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can tell you definitively, there's no great Jurassic Park video game. There's Ooh. Some that are alright, or some that are passingly amusing. There's no great Jurassic Park video game.
People making games right now, who do you think, who are you trusting that with?
Well, it depends what we kind of want it to be. I mean, I think maybe we said this when we played every Jurassic Park game.
Yeah.
Doing like an Alien Isolation style yeah. thing. Yeah, I
which like, it doesn't. It that feels.
Yeah,
I know. Obviously, we have no idea about game development and stuff like that. But it'd be like, Alien has got to have a lot of money behind it, and a lot of people getting involved and things like that. Like, and they feel like they made that relatively easily.
I think you want to go after like, also like try different genres.
Yeah,
because I know we didn't play much of the sequel or the original. To be fair, the Jurassic World Evolution park building game. Obviously, just so perfect for what Jurassic Park is as a film. I wonder if there's any other like little mini genres you could do where it's just like, you know what, it's not going to take years to develop.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, do you know what? As much as I didn't like those games,
I just wish you could build rides as well.
Yeah,
that's all I wanted.
But as much as I didn't like those games, at least it's not like the bad version of that, which is like, okay, how do we make a Jurassic Park game? It's first person shooter, it's shooting dinosaurs, it's like, and you're like, okay, well, none of that. That's the worst part of like the film.
Yeah, it's interesting about adaptation, because you want to like capture some essence of what the original film was, and that's what Isolation does. It's like, you're threatened, you're not overpowered, you can't kill this thing, you have to
Absolutely,
avoid it.
Yeah.
So with Jurassic Park, it's about, you could make probably quite a good like action adventure game.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, also, I don't know how much we are transitioning to old men now.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they would go, kids would like an Alan Grant sentence. They wouldn't. Like, I wonder, like, when you, if you did like a focus group on kids at Jurassic Park, it'd be interesting to know whether they watched Jurassic Park the original with their parents and they actually love Alan Grant.
Yeah.
Or is there a touch point, Chris Pratt? I genuinely don't know.
Yeah.
And that research will exist. And I wonder who they actually gravitate towards.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, really, like, do kids love Alan Grant as much as they love Indiana Jones, though?
Oh, I mean, we do, yeah.
Where do you want to go, sir?
Well, so there's a place up there which does the food bit.
Yeah, should we just go grab something?
Yeah, we're doing all right, yeah.
And then go.
Yeah.
Sweet. I think this is a good way, yeah, just full chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet, look.
Well, yeah, like, what? I think, like, that's the thing, like, so many of the questions that we got sent in from the amazing Shield Uppers, are people going, either what's next, or going, and because we've talked about what's next as well a little bit, when you just go, could you do, you don't have to do these big, this is the state of Jurassic World, and that's like, can you do
a small film? That's where they got tangled, I
Think. Can you do a small film where, like, these people are trying to escape these people are trying to escape uh, these people are trying to escape like dinosaurs or something like that.
You know what's actually quite a good model for it? Because if you're going to make Jurassic Park a film, you feel like your budget has to be $300 million because you need all these CGI effects.
Yeah.
There's probably quite a good template in that those Cloverfield Lane films.
Oh, that is perfect.
Where you're like, you kind of almost don't see the dinosaurs. You're hunkering down, and there's probably a way of making some quite cheaper Jurassic Park affiliated films that aren't that.
Also, surprise Jurassic Park film.
Right, pitch. Okay. Hammond, the 3 years.
That is amazing.
No, but like, the thing is, obviously, we're in fantasy world. No one is ever commissioning that film.
No.
But I would watch it.
I think that's the thing with, because I think Dominion. Yeah, Dominion is... Ugh, I'm saying Dominion just as someone who is, like, bound in, dressed up as a Minion. You're going Dominion.
Dominion.
I think, Dominion's in the post-COVID 1 billion club.
Is it really?
Yeah, so there's 5 movies post-COVID that have made $1 billion, and Dominion is one of them.
It just shows you the power of, like... Well, that is, like, the power of Jurassic Park.
Yep, absolutely.
But, because that film is really... Like, you start chipping away of, like, the goodwill towards it. Like, if they bring out another one, post-Dominion, is it that again?
Yeah.
Also, like, post-COVID, there weren't a lot... It was one of the first big films to go back to the cinemas.
Yeah.
How much is that why people went?
Yeah.
I want to go see a big, like, blockbuster...
Yeah, that's true.
And then you just burn all these people. Do you remember when we went to see Dominion? And those people beside you just talking all through it.
Like,
it's the first time where I didn't actually blame them.
Yeah.
I know that you had a word with them, but I was just like, the first time I was like, honestly, I never had this compulsion. I kind of want to look at my phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, what an indictment that is.
Well, you just went out and got beers.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle.
I thought we needed a little pick-me-up. Oh, look at this guy. He's got a little Jurassic Park t-shirt. Some of his pictures taken with the Spinosaurus. That's why I like walking around these parks. It's like, obviously people enjoy the whole park, but some people really love an area.
Yeah.
So you dress up accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're just walking past another lady with a Jurassic Park t-shirt on.
Yeah. I guess, like, that's the cool... That's the thing, man. It's the thing with Universal, and it's the thing that I absolutely love about this type of thing is... It's just for fun.
It's positive fandom, I think.
And like...
I think also, people who don't do this...
Yeah.
Some people are cynical as fuck about these parts. Yeah. And like, obviously, they're here to make a lot of money. You know what? They're a really good time.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of our audience will come to these parts and they kind of know this. Honestly, I don't think you can have a better, like, fun holiday.
Absolutely.
They're obviously incredibly expensive. And they're trying to get a lot of money from you. But like, it's the best one you can have.
It's just set up. For you to have a really, really good time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we don't do enough of that.
You've got like detach your brain to like go with it.
Yeah.
If you're
maybe
a more naturally cynical person. But like, it's everyone's just having a nice time here.
Yeah.
There's no like tension. You know, sometimes you go places and you're like, oh, like this is just like lovely atmosphere.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which one's gonna have
to? Yeah, here, this is the watering hole, yeah.
This is really what we got?
This is where they've got like the the tiki drinks.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah.
So you get one of them.
Yeah, yeah. So we sit down and then
National Weather Service is tracking a tropical storm about 75 miles west of us.
Ay. Why didn't I build in Orlando?
I'll keep an eye on it. Maybe it'll swing south like the last one.
Oh my god, in quite Jurassic Park fashion, it's just started hammering down.
What is this weather?
Do they shut down the whole park now? And this
everyone's
going
to the East Dock.
Get to the East Dock.
This is nuts. What we're going to do? We've got like another place to go.
Well, this is the thing. Next week's episode is going to be all from Springfield, USA.
What state?
Exactly. Like, is it nicer weather there? I don't know.
I don't know if we go out now. Are we stuck in here?
We might be. I mean, we did fly into a hurricane. That was some fun. They're still going on some of the rides.
I know we're like still podcasting. I'm actually like slightly worried now. I actually don't know what we do right now.
What do we stay here?
Hopefully the mics still work. Because I'm very down.
To be fair, it would be great podcasting if I get struck by lightning. Imagine a social clip for that.
Do you think we get one of those journalism awards about reporting from
he's dead. You would, I'd be dead. So
we'll get you a posthumous award.
Yeah. You would have loved this.
Oh, it's going. Let's go. Let's go Springfield. Let's go.
Pink.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's turned. I'm banking on it.
We're banking on it.
We're off to Springfield. Let's go.
It's good that we've got like the Max, the filming things, like, which is for like extreme sports and things like that.
Yeah. We do extreme theme parking.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Pull out your fucking GoPro website.